Hey there, listeners. Dylan Brooks here, your friendly neighborhood stud guide to navigating this crazy world we call life. Ever feel like you're constantly chasing the next big thing, the next dopamine hit? It's easy to get caught up in the hustle and bustle, always yearning for something more, something better. But what if I told you there's a simple, powerful tool that can unlock a whole new level of happiness right here, right now? It's called gratitude. Now, before you roll your eyes and think, oh, another cheesy self-help tactic, hear me out. Gratitude isn't just about saying thank you for the warm coffee on a chilly morning. It's a mindset shift, a conscious decision to appreciate the good in your life, even the seemingly small stuff. Think of it like this. Our brains are wired to focus on what's missing, what we lack. But by consciously cultivating gratitude, we can retrain that wiring, starting to see the abundance already present. So, how do you actually cultivate this powerful feeling? Well, buckle up, because I've got 5 key takeaways to help you unlock the power of gratitude. Number 1. Start a gratitude journal. Seriously, grab a notebook and jot down 3 things you're grateful for each day. They can be big or small, a delicious meal, a supportive friend, a sunny afternoon walk. The act of writing it down helps solidify those positive feelings and shifts your focus from what's lacking to what's abundant. Number 2. Practice mindful appreciation. It's all about savoring the little moments. When you take that sip of coffee, really taste it. Feel the warmth of the mug in your hands. Listen to the birds chirping outside your window. Engage your senses fully and appreciate the beauty in everyday experiences. You know that feeling when the sun hits your face just right? That's mindful appreciation in action. Number 3. Express gratitude to others. A simple thank you can go a long way. It shows genuine appreciation and strengthens your relationships. Let someone know how much you value them, their actions, or even just their presence in your life. You never know what a little bit of gratitude can do for both parties involved. Number 4. Volunteer your time and talents. Helping others is a fantastic way to cultivate gratitude. When you focus on giving back, it shifts your perspective and reminds you how lucky you are to have the resources and abilities to make a difference. Plus, it feels incredibly rewarding. And finally, number 5. Practice self-compassion. You're human, and that means making mistakes and facing challenges. Be kind to yourself, acknowledge your imperfections, and celebrate your strengths. Gratitude for who you are, right here, right now, is essential for a happy and fulfilling life. Let me paint you a picture. Imagine this. You're stuck in traffic, late for an important meeting, feeling stressed and irritable. You could easily dwell on the inconvenience, curse under your breath, and let those negative feelings consume you. But what if, instead, you took a deep breath and practiced gratitude? Think about all the things you're grateful for: your health, your family, your job that allows you to pursue your passions. Acknowledge the fact that you have a safe car to travel in, the ability to learn and grow from this experience, and perhaps even the opportunity to use this time to listen to an inspiring podcast like this one. By shifting your perspective, you can turn a frustrating situation into a chance to practice gratitude and cultivate inner peace. Remember, listeners, happiness isn't about chasing external achievements or material possessions. It's about appreciating the good in your life, big and small. Cultivate that gratitude, let it be your guiding light, and watch as your world transforms. So go out there, spread a little kindness, savor every moment, and remember to thank the universe for all the amazing blessings you have. And hey, if this resonated with you, don't forget to share the episode with your friends and family. Let's keep spreading the stoic love. Until next time, stay strong, stay simple, and stay focused. I'm Dylan Brooks signing off.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.